Superintendent Como said she wanted to leave time for questions. As chamber chair and luncheon moderator Bill Evans indicated, that was a wise move.
We had the governor here laying out his whole state plan several weeks ago and didn't have this many questions.
One of the first questions reflected a common theme confronting the district in school board races, its annual budget process, and at district appearances before the Anchorage Assembly.
From what I understand, the budget for the school district has more than doubled in the past 10 years to over $800 million. But the student body has remained relatively stable for the past 8 years, and the graduation has stagnated at 50% for the past 10 years. Why is that?
First of all, the graduation rate has not stagnated for 50%, so I would hope that could be corrected. It's not true.
In her talk, Como had cited the latest adequate yearly progress report showing the district's 4-year graduation rate at 72% and the 5-year degree rate at 76%. As for rising costs,
we have added a number of schools to the district in the last 10 years. We've opened 2 high schools. We've added full-day kindergarten at 13 schools. We've added 6 charter schools in those 2 years. We've added elementary health and PE teachers to accommodate not only extra planning time for our elementary teachers, but also the whole physical fitness wellness policy.
She noted that the increased use of computers in the classroom had produced a need for more technical support staff. Other budget fatteners were also touched upon in her talk and subsequent questions.
Hospitals have wards and floors for specialties like maternity, surgery, ICU. Why wouldn't the Anchorage School District do the same with specialty schools to better meet the special needs of the students in the most economic means possible?
The state of Alaska has frowned upon isolated schools, if you will, but we do have the Whaley School for emotionally disturbed students who really need extensive support for their behavior issues.
The district placed its program for the deaf and hard of hearing into 3 schools, where Como said it's proven very successful for the students. And by that, the superintendent means all the students.
We have people with disabilities all throughout our community. And I think it helps to have our students going to school with them each and every day so that they can realize the diversity in our population.
The students with disabilities topic also brought up underfunded mandates by, for example, the federal government. Como noted when the federal government passed the disability requirements, it promised to cover 40% of school district costs. It has never paid more than 16%. Other factors impacting the school district budget include changing student demographics. Besides the 14% of district students who fall under special education, 1 in 3 students are classified as low income, often demanding extra educational support. Also, there are 94 different primary languages other than English spoken among district students, all of whom are expected to meet No Child Left Behind standards in language proficiency. Como also noted that the $830 million total budget actually represents 4 divisions, with the school board and administration only having much control over the general operating fund. The operating fund is $655 million, with about $100 million of that simply pass-through funds from the state for retirement benefits. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.